Now, it's a year since RIB's talking books became free, and over the year, nearly 11,000 new subscribers to the service have taken advantage of it, which represents about 200 a week joining and enjoying talking books. Now, one of our new subscribers is Mary Sanding, and she joins us from Surrey. Hi, Mary.
Hello there.
And you're a great lover of talking books.
I am indeed. I joined the RNIB library sometime last year, and really it would be very difficult to do without them now. I'm very pleased to have such a regular supply of talking books, and I receive them in the form of memory sticks. And yes, I'm playing something every day, and I'm delighted to have that facility.
Were you an avid reader before?
I was. I've always been a keen reader from childhood onwards. I may as well declare now, be honest, that I am actually a retired librarian. So I've also been fairly familiar with the organisation of libraries in general. That's been an additional interest for me, to get acquainted, more than acquainted, to get more and more familiar with the RNIB library.
I know in my own case, Mary, I have central vision loss, and I really miss reading the printed page.
Yes.
And I haven't been able to do that for pleasure for many years now. Mm. What difference does it make now having a talking book service for you?
I found it took some getting used to. I still very much miss the familiarity of being able to pick up a book, browse through it, refresh my memory with a favourite passage, or to browse along my own bookshelves or bookshelves in the library. The actual physical contact with books is something I do miss very much, but I do appreciate the quality of a book being read to me, as it were, and including the quality of the readers chosen by the various providers of audiobooks. I've been very impressed with, I think they must be professional performers, actors, actresses. I do enjoy just, in fact, sometimes I go on and on, not switching off maybe as as early as I should, because I do get very absorbed into hearing the books.
It's good what you say there, actually, because I find that sometimes it takes a bit to get used to a new reader, doesn't it? It's different to when you read it yourself.
That it is.
You have to train yourself to concentrate and focus. But once you get into it, it's just like reading a book.
Well, it's pretty close. Yes, pretty close.
Have you got a favourite type of book, or are you quite varied in your taste?
Oh, I'm pretty varied. I'm pretty varied in the fiction that I like and in my interest in non-fiction.
What about biographies?
Yes, some biographies, yes. Sometimes, wider areas. One aspect that I'm very interested in is English literature in general, going back centuries.
One of my favourite authors is John Grisham. And it's funny how I actually listened to The Pelican Brief as a talking book.
Oh, yes.
And I listened to it, I enjoyed it. And then I had seen the film. Then I went back to the book, and I enjoyed the book so much more, the talking book, because there's so much more in it, and I really appreciated it.
Yes.
Is there anything about the service that you would like to see in the future?
I've been giving this quite a lot of thought recently as to how the development of talking books could, might happen, the direction it might go in the future. Because I feel as the more I experience talking books and finding out what is and what is not available, I'm aware that there is plenty of ground still to be covered by talking books. And I was thinking, well, how might that be achieved? And as a stepping off point, because I see the RNIB not just as a most excellent provider of talking books, and I think it's been a great achievement, the creation of the RNIB library, but also I see the RNIB as a sort of starting point. How to put this, a sort of leader in future development of this sort of provision, perhaps nationally and maybe eventually internationally. I'm thinking of such aspects as cooperation between the various sources of talking books, the various libraries, the public opinion, you know, when it comes to the selection of books, interlibrary loans, as it used to be called, in public libraries. But to achieve this, I would, one thing that I think would be a very good idea, well, I hope it would, I feel it's a good idea, is to have a body which could meet maybe two or three times a year, and that organisation to consist of, obviously in the lead, the RNIB, some readers' representatives, and some bodies which could become involved in the organisation of the provision of talking books, such as the Library Association, the Publishers Association, other and of course other libraries as well as the RNIB, like Caliber, and maybe representatives of Audible, and there was another body I was going to suggest, which I've forgotten. Well, the British Library, of course, which could be the sort of main, the overall umbrella, you know, for such provision.
Yeah.
I feel I've left out something very important. Oh, yes, university libraries. I feel that the academic side is something which may well be scope for development there.
Well, so, you'll be pleased to know that RNIB have similar views to you, that actually recently they had an accord with Audible.
Oh,
and
yes.
Some of Audible's books now are available through the library. And also the Overdrive system, the Overdrive digital system with RNIB is linked in with others. So it's going in the direction that you want, Mary.
Oh, this is very interesting. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but it's taken a long time. But thanks to people like yourself and people who love it and care about it, then gradually it gains more momentum.
Well, I'm very pleased to hear this. And if there's some way of being kept in touch with developments like that, I would really welcome that. Well, one thing that occurs to me, with just as a quick mention, with regard to books from English literature, but you know, previous centuries, of course, most of that I assume will be out of copyright, so there wouldn't be a copyright issue for such books.
But of course there is the RNIB transcription service, that if you have a specific piece of literature, you can approach RNIB and see if you can get a particular piece of literature read.
I haven't heard about that before.
Yeah, it's a great service, and
right.
There's a lot more involved with that. What would you say to anyone else who's thinking, I don't know, I haven't tried talking books, what would you say to them?
Well, yes, I would just urge them to urge them to have a good try to, you know, to listen to such books, because I feel it could make such a difference to them. If I met anyone, well, as I do locally, people with poor sight, but you know, and of course it could be worse than my own, I would certainly recommend that they try talking books. Of course I would. I think it could be of great help to anyone with poor vision.
And I used to find myself, Mary, that when I first started using talking books, sometimes I wouldn't sleep very well, and it was almost like going into my little world during the night. I could get up and listen to a story. And as Mary's saying, there's many formats. You can get talking books in USB. You can use the Overdrive service. It's also available as Daisy CDs. Mary Sanding, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you, and I hope you continue to enjoy using the Talking Book service.
Thank you very much indeed. I've enjoyed it too. Thank you.